2346, John Taylor seeks variances from the rear yard setback and side yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Section 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the east side of Nomad Lane, approximately 117 feet south of Dune Road, in the Tower Shores Development. The 911 address is 39560 Dune Road, Unit A1, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, MAP 5, parcel 75.01, Unit A1. The applicant is requesting a 2-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a proposed replacement two-story deck. There are 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 5 mail returns.
The applicant before us tonight?
Yes.
Would you please come forward?
State your name and address for the record.
Brian Martin, PO Box 808, Bethany Beach.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. I just want to make a clarification before we get started on the variance request. The letter stated we were seeking a side yard and a rear yard. We are just seeking rear yard. We meet the setbacks existing and proposed for the side yard. So I'm not sure how that came to be, but it's only a rear yard setback.
I believe Mr. Whitehouse indicated that it was just a 2-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard is what's being requested. My guess is that perhaps when this was being looked at prior to advertise, that there was a question as to that, so it was advertised for side yard just to be safe.
Okay. I think there's been, researching it with the planning and zoning, there's been some confusion of where front and side was on this building. On the picture there, by the 58, that is Dune Road. It's my understanding that is the front yard. And the unit in question is right down on the south end, just left of where it says Watergate.
You could show us if you'd like.
This is the unit here, A1. This is Dune Road. Unit 2, Unit 3, Unit 4. So this would be the rear setback, from what my understanding is, and this is the side setback. Just as a note, Unit A4 had to obtain, per planning and zoning, a variance for a front yard setback many years ago, because they didn't meet that 30-yard front. So that's how we determined that was the rear setback.
So the house was originally constructed, some of you may remember, it was Nomad Village. It was all A-frame construction. I believe you have some pictures of that. There is a cantilever of 2 feet, or cantilevers into the setback, 2 feet. So right now, per our survey, we are 8 feet, and our required is a 10-foot rear setback. We are really tight on the property. There's some other pictures there of all the neighboring properties. You guys have those? Okay. The owners, Debbie and John Taylor, who are with us this evening, would like to renovate this property. We're going to stay within the exact envelope as we are now and just go straight up. So that 2-foot that is already in the setbacks has been there, according to the county, we were unsure how long, but in the 1985 declaration plan, it was already set there as 8-foot. So it was already set in the setback of 10. At this point, you know, we're just going straight up. We're not asking to go any further into the setback other than what is already existing.
Do
was approved by the HOA and the community, and there was one letter of support from the immediate neighbor, which would be unit 2, 29143.
Do you know about how big the lot is?
Well, that whole area is one lot. So there are actually like condominiums on...
It's not connected. That's not connected to the one next to it.
No.
Separate.
They're separate. There's about 2 feet in between each residence. I think you do you have a copy of the survey? Do I included that? That's the declaration.
So you're essentially changing nothing, you're just raising.
Going straight up from where we're at. But since we were existing 8 and already didn't meet it, we wanted to make sure that we had the variance for that 2 feet.
It says in here that it was built in 1959. I don't know who supplied that information, but... So does Mr. Godwin still own the property?
No.
Okay.
John and Debbie Taylor purchased the property.
Property
yes.
Underneath the house.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So they purchased the house and they didn't purchase a lot that went with it?
It's a portion of that entire lot.
I'm gonna jump in here. I'm guessing because this is a condo, that what that the unit that they own is the actual physical structure and the footprint where that is, and then perhaps they may have, and I don't know if they do or do not, but they may have areas that are exclusive to them as limited common elements, and otherwise they have an undivided. They have a percentage share of the common elements, which might include parking or the drive aisles or what have you, throughout. Is that your
understanding? Yes, that center area in here is considered a community common area, as well as the parking for individual spaces. All these units, these 2 units are connected, these units here are connected, and there's 2 units here connected. These just happen to have a 2 foot separation in between. They're in no way connected, but still it's a whole property on a condominium.
Okay.
Is the declaration plan being amended to reflect that this is going up as well?
The county declaration plan?
Yeah, what I presume would be your recorded plot for it that would be of record. So I know that typically those will show the footprint as well as the height of the structure. Is that planned as well if this is if the board
yes.
was so kind to approve it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
If Chad, before you jump into questions, if I could just remedy the side yard, rear yard question. So it was advertised as rear yard and side yard. This parcel is a bit unusual in that parcel 75.01 looks to me to be a through lot actually. It has 2 fronts. So it has a front to the north and a front to the south, which would technically, although it's the rear of the unit, it would technically make it front going around clockwise, front, side, 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 front, side. Doesn't have a rear if it's a through lot. So by advertising it as rear and side, that allows us to cover whichever one it is. For precision, I actually think it's a side. We think it's a side.
Okay. So the department is ruling that we're asking for a side yard setback.
Having, based on what we've heard, it's a through lot with sides and there isn't a rear. So.
And what, you know, for purposes of the actual setback, there is no change in the numeric setback required. what we could do in any decision for or against, we would identify more specifically the property line in question and how far away we are from that, just so that it is clear for anyone looking in the future to know what we're talking about.
Hopefully that clears that up. So.
Thank you. Any questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application?
Yours?
The owners.
Okay, just one of you?
No.
Two?
Two.
Do they wish to speak?
Would you like to speak?
If you do, you have to be sworn in, so you have to come up here.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? I'm seeing none. So I'm supposed to close the public hearing before I ask for a motion, correct? So hearing no opposition, I will now close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12346 for John Taylor. I believe they have met all the criteria required to grant a variance.
And a second? Jeff? Mr. Corman seconds it. Mr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, that your application is approved.
Thank you.